Big Finish.
This is Between 8 and 12 Beers.
Ross's last show, by the way, and we're going to be playing nothing but love songs this entire set, and
we're going to end with Goodbye to Love by the Carpenters, because I'm saying goodbye to love and goodbye to Fargo.
That or Take a Chance on Me by ABBA.
Woo, okay.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, I'm Ross. This to my left here is John Lamb. I mean, over there. And Scott Wolf.
For all you tracking in the room.
Yeah, and we're doing a special Monday night show.
Are you ready for some? Between 8 and 12 beers.
This is bad.
Oh, this is awful. I've got an excuse. I was in Minot all weekend.
And I have an excuse. I grew up in Minot.
Ross?
I've never been to Minot.
That's your excuse then, isn't it?
Yeah, we should play the next song, yeah? That was Lamb Chop. Your fucking sunny day. And that's Roger.
T-Bone is getting ready for his performance.
Oh, is T-Bone here tonight?
We've got some special guests here tonight. Ross, we kind of pulled out all the guns for your going away show, including Jay Miller from the FCC. Here to keep an eye on the show, make sure we don't do any
swearing.
Yeah.
Getting naked.
Yeah, Fargo Country Club. Jay Miller.
So why don't you give a big shout out to all your homies, Jay?
To all my homies.
You got to talk into the mic, Jay.
I just want to give a little shout out to my homies out there on the west side. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, then. Ross, you're leaving us. Where are you going?
Oh, shit. I'm going to Olympia, and I was going to bring the whole song. You know, the fuck the same in Olympia. I'm fucked, I guess.
Well, Phil Leach had a wonderful song about Olympia, too, that lasted 64 minutes from his wonderful band Vroom.
Wow, Phil Leach, does he still exist? I had a Phil Leach sighting a couple months ago.
Really?
But I might have been high.
Do tell.
I was outside smoking in my parking lot, and out of the ether came Phil Leach.
Oh.
I think from a distance.
Out of an ether or a school bus?
Well, see, I think I look like a 14-year-old girl from a distance. And then when you get close,
I'll say
the illusion kind of.
Once again, we're going to have to enforce the no mic, no talking rule.
Crack the whip.
Roger has a composition for us here.
Wow. Well, I figure since I'm not employed by the forum anymore, I should say some really nasty things about the forum.
What's that Tom Pantera like anyway?
Absolutely vile.
Yeah?
I hope he dies.
We'll give us some more dirt on some other...
How about I'll think about it during this next song.
Yeah? And here it is.
That would be the key to play it, I guess.
Always professional.
That
hi
was,
there.
That was Smog. Held. We're going to actually do something totally different.
I'll sing then, okay?
Okay.
Na 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 na. Clear? Alright, you ready guys? Are you guys ready? One, a two, a one, two, three, four. I want to tell you, baby, that I really like your style, and I want to get in your hot pants, baby. Take it away, John! Yeah, I'd like to introduce the band now. Our guitar is John Lamb. On trumpet is Ross Rockin' Raylock. On drums is the fabulous T-Bone Hastings. Oh, yeah, baby, you know I wanna feel your loving in the air. Alright, that's enough of that shit.
Well,
thank you and good night! We love you, Williston! We'll be right back.
Oh, hey, that was Embrace, and before Embrace, you heard a special performance. It's sort of a celebration of me leaving town. What was the band's name? I think it was called the Cunt Punchers.
The Cunt Punchers, yes, you're right about that. I couldn't remember because the lineup is constantly changing.
I thought they were the Cunt Punching Beer Whores.
The Cunt Punching Beer Whores. Wow. Actually, if you can tell, if you're a longtime listener of the show, like Donna and the girl who had a baby and Shipley and all of our Brazilian listeners, Hola Brasil.
Hola Brasil.
You'll be happy to know that we have a special performance tonight. One of my favorite artists, she's toured with Greg Brown and...
Gillian Welsh?
Yeah, and she's was a lesbian, but she got married. Ani DeFranco. Can we hear it for Ani DeFranco, please?
Yay!
Woo! Does Ani DeFranco sing, or...?
I believe she does. I think she might have some laryngitis.
She does. She's smoking a whole pack of cigarettes right now.
Oh, well. Say, Ani, are you going to sing it all?
Yeah.
Okay, what was the name of that one?
The song about that shit that went down in the park and
Could we get one more, Ani, before we go to the next song, and hopefully with lyrics this time?
This one's a new one.
Welcome to Fresh Voice on NPR.
Okay, Ani, we're done now. These are the times I wish we had a webcam because Ani has a lot more hair on her gut than I would have thought.
Yeah, midriffs aren't for you, Ani.
Well, since Ani's got sexually non-existent.
Oh, phone call!
Should I get it? Or no, actually, Scott, you get it.
Oh, hello? Hello? Yeah, I'm calling about the PC you guys ordered.
Is it true Ani DeFranco is playing on your show tonight?
Yeah, she's right over here. Would you like to speak with her?
Well, I think her guitar speaks for her, doesn't it? I don't know where I'm going with this, I'm sorry.
It sure does.
Okay then, let's have another song, yeah? This is Looper.
The rain.
Reference to Fargo. That's why I played it, because I love Fargo. And speaking of loving, I've got some viewer mail, some viewer listener email, I guess. It comes from Pat Condon, who lives in Rochester, Minnesota. He describes himself as a large-sized gay homosexual. And he said...
We're outing people on the radio now, aren't we?
Yes. Well, no, he wrote to me, I swear. And he said, love the show. I'd really like to meet a hot Brazilian who listens to your show, because I know they like the show quite a bit. And he also wanted to know Scott Wolf's stats. So, Scott, maybe you can take over.
Oh, it's time to reposition mics. Okay, I'd like some background music, please.
Mary Lenhart's in the house.
Oh, background music, please. There you go, that's kind of nice. Oh, it's nice that you would ask there, Patrick. I'd like to describe myself as a middle-aged, balding, lover of the arts. You know, I'm really into Archie's West Gallery in Dilworth. I go out and I like to eat dinners in parks by myself. Four-course dinners by myself. I have 14 cats. My favorite, oh, that little stinker, I'll get into that later. What else about me? I'm 98 pounds. Hola, Brazil. Thank you very much for asking, Patrick. That's his name, right?
Patrick, and he wears, and Scott also wears spectacles, I think is what John Lamb was trying to motion there.
And I'm also an underwear model. But that's about it.
We've got more listener email coming up later in the show. This is Between 8 and 12 Beers. This is a sort of special episode. It's my last episode.
Ross, what are some things that you'll miss when you leave Fargo?
This show. Duffy's. Waking up at the bottom of Island Park Pool in my own vomit. That's when it's drained.
I would hope. I hear your vomit doesn't dissipate in water. It actually holds its own form.
Well, it actually
air pocket solid.
Yeah, it's got enough oxygen in it that I can actually, you know, survive.
And get drunk again.
So you crawl into your own vomit.
Now and again.
Sometimes from the cow. Don't let her out of your sight. Look at your kids. Look at your wife. Hot night, your tattooed fingers can't touch her anymore. Don't let her out of your sight. Look at your kids, look at your wife. This was your life, your life was her.
That was the Silver Follies with Out of Sight.
And welcome to Ross Rayla's final sock hop.
A sock hop indeed.
To celebrate, we're all naked tonight. We've got a couple ladies from the Northern. Right now, John Lamb is getting the Hummer of...
his life. Hummer of the millennium now that it's 2000.
I think we've got some...
Oh, Greg Brady's back in the room.
We actually have some more listener email. This one is for John Lamb. Actually, it's from a unicorn. That's is there a state prison in Bismarck?
There is a state prison in Bismarck.
Starla, she's an inmate at Bismarck State Prison, and she said, "Dear John Lamb, I love you, and I have your name tattooed on my labia. What do you think of that?"
What's a labia?
It's the large lips. It's there's a labia minora and a labia majora. The labia majora is the...
Are you talking
lips.
Politics again, Scott? Are you explaining the difference between the House and the...
No,
the House
there's
of
a
Representatives
difference between
and
politics
Congress?
And anatomy.
The outer labia makes laws.
The outer labia... The inner labia is a bunch of people with fancy titles.
You guys are talking sci-fi talk again, aren't you?
Well, that's Star Trek, I guess.
That last song was The Baby Bird. And this next song is Trembling Blue Stars. It's this is, by the way, the wussiest wuss rock pansy ass song you're gonna hear all night. So.
Hello, hello. Thank you.
Do I only think what I did? Was a stupid thing to come. I did not get what I wanted. Or would it have been no matter what? What if something had happened? Would I still have fallen apart? Would you have pushed her right out of my heart? Is there something I don't want to face? Might it not have been seen a mistake? What if something had
about dealers being drunk with wine. I don't care how the doctor might warn me. Since you left, it's just a matter of time. Death can come from this broken heart, or it can come from this bottle. So I prolong the agony, hey bartender, I think I'll hit the throttle. I don't care, my friends have all left me, 'cause they swear that I've gone insane. I don't care anymore about living, without you, just the grace and ease of pain. Death can come from this broken heart, it can come from this bottle. So I prolong the agony, hey bartender, I think I'll hit the throttle. They say this drink will kill me, I don't know, oh Lord, it might be true. But if I stop, I'll just die from you leaving. Either way that I go, call to you.
That song goes out to the Between 8 and 12 Beers stars, John Lamb, Scott Wolf. That was This Drinking Will Make Me Funnier and Smarter and Sexier, I think is what it was called.
That was a fabulous song, I must say.
Fantastic song.
It was by Dwight Yoakam.
Oh.
Puts on a hell of a show, that boy.
That guy, I tell ya.
Yeah, let's talk about that show. It was what, like a week ago?
2 weeks ago? 10 days.
10 days.
So what did you guys think of that show, huh?
Woo! I went home and immediately started cinching up my pants.
I had to go into the bathroom to take mine off because I had to get them wet because they were so fucking tight.
How do you figure he gets them that tight?
He puts them on in the bathtub.
Think so?
I'm pretty sure of it.
To put jeans on in the bathtub? It's not easy.
Does he like...
I've never tried it, no.
Oh, I guess someone has, though.
It's a long story.
Was it somewhere in Island Park Pool that you tried this?
No comment, officer.
I'm sorry, but I had to change out of my cargo pants because they had puke in them.
Oh, turn that fucking strobe light off.
I do not have cargo pants.
I'm going to have a seizure if you don't turn that strobe light off.
It's about as annoying as Mary Hart's voice.
Oh.
Honk,
obscure reference.
Honk.
So I went to the Dwight Yoakam show. I was a little late. I was trying to find these guys.
That was your last show in Fargo, wasn't it?
My last concert, yeah.
Well, okay, is there a difference between a show and a concert?
Yes.
This is a show. This isn't a concert, is it? Well, it was kind of a concert tonight.
Well, what did you see last week at Ralph's?
The Deaths.
Oh,
what
did you think of that? That was the last show. The Deaths were good.
Honesty.
Who?
I liked the Deaths.
Who are they?
I liked the first song a lot. They played like 4 songs, yeah?
Five.
Who the hell are you guys talking about?
Carl's new band.
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't see them.
That was Carl in here just tuning up. He's gonna be in a little later. His girlfriend's actually here. She's wondering if anybody's actually seen him. So,
speaking of girlfriends or wives, isn't it about time for Roger's wife to call?
Oh my Lord! Look who just walked in the door again.
Oh.
Oh, and the phone's ringing.
Okay. Hello, Between 8 and 12 Beers.
Hi, is Roger there?
Who is this?
This is his wife, Daisy May.
Daisy May, don't call when we're on the air.
Daisy Ross, May. What are you doing after the show?
What are you doing, Daisy May?
Well, I don't know.
I'd like to explore your outer labia.
I'd like you to make me a woman.
What is Roger? I guess my voice is breaking in anticipation. How does Roger treat you sexually anyway?
Well, he likes to eat a lot, but he's never really learned how to eat some other stuff. You know what I mean?
No.
No, not at all.
Oh, well, I'll show you later, Ross.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thanks for calling, Daisy May.
Click.
This next song's for you, I guess, yeah?
Back to the Ross Rayla Memorial Basketball Tournament.
Yeah.
Hey, Ross. You know,
that
when we're
the Jayhawks, by the way.
You know, we've been noticing a lot of things here in the new studio. Why don't we take a look at some new things that people have been sending in? Some gifts for the between 8 and 12 beers. This here is a. It's a Ross. What does that look like to you?
The outer labia?
Yeah, it's a Night of the Living Dead poster sent to us by Crystal Dawkins from Valley City.
Thank you, Crystal. That was awfully nice of you.
Let's see, what else do we got here?
Scott, you left your field this one.
Oh, another one of the Night of the Living Dead. What? I'll have to do what?
That must be another one from Crystal.
Thanks, Crystal. We really
appreciate
it.
Okay, John, you can field this next one.
Okay.
Jay needs to kind of speed up the rolling here, I guess.
Ooh! Oh! Incredible, the Beatles, yesterday and today. That's a classic. Actually, that they
Turn
stole
that
from this week's Antique Roadshow. Ross, get off that fucking trumpet. Ooh, there's another classic.
Elvis Costello.
Elvis Costello, best of.
My.
Elvis before he decided to become Amish.
So anyway.
It just keeps going.
Uno más.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right, this is
all these fucking posters. I feel like I'm 15 again. I hate you, Mom. I am not going to mow the lawn. And I'm not opening my...
Why can't I grow my hair longer? I want a rat tail.
Oh.
All right, it's time for the band again. Sick a sick a Slim Shady.
Cowboy, baby.
Okay, I think we've got the most unlistenable show yet.
Can I just say one thing? This trumpet tastes like burning.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ralph Wiggum.
okay, that was the Flying Burrito Brothers with Hot Burrito number 2. Jay, you're on a mic now. How do you feel about the music on the show tonight?
Okay. I think the music's been pretty good, actually. I haven't heard of half the bands that you played tonight. I've been pretty interested in hearing them.
Well, that's kind of what I bring to the show, music no one's ever heard.
Ross's archival CDs.
And never will again. Actually, after this week, it's all like 30-second punk covers from Scott Wolf and
City of Fargo Records.
Yeah, and yeah, and oh, here's yet another punk band doing Cars by Gary Numan. Actually, none of them did. we've kind of got some technical difficulties. We've got another guitar. We've actually got Satch in the house.
Satchmo.
Yeah. Satch is having some technical difficulties.
Don't forget T-Bone is going to be playing.
And supposedly, T-Bone's going to play too. I mean, T-Bone's kind of got some performance anxiety, you know, kind of like when you go to the Red River Valley Fair and there's the whole trough and you can't really, you know, you whip out your penis, but you can't just, you know what I'm talking, Jay.
You know, you can't go right away.
Yeah. And
you're looking over going, oh, man.
And it's so gross and it kind of just, that smell. Maybe we should go into the next song while we get the guitar sorted out. Oh,
hey, would you look at that?
I have wandered off the track now, wandered off straight and narrow. My head is in a spin now, committed such a terrible sin now. Oh.
Okay, that was Epic Soundtracks, and just in case you were wondering, he died of a heroin overdose.
Woo-hoo!
And now we've got another guest in the house tonight. Who is this, Scott?
Jeff Healy. Jeff Healy is here.
And Shannon Kerfman's giving him a blowjob.
It's a blues extravaganza.
Not
to mention Brenda Wyler right behind him with
and
a
Dan
strap on.
Dan Burdell's in the background getting really high.
Oh. Mic that guitar up, man. We can't hear it very well, dude. All right. This party's really going wild now. Okay. Somebody cut that guy off. That's the problem. We haven't lit the fucking phallic symbol.
That was Bell and Sebastian, Legal Man. What did you think of that, Scott Wolf?
Yeah, you were telling me that it hit number 16 in Wisconsin.
It was a regional favorite.
Wow.
Actually, it was played on a lot of jukeboxes there.
Yeah. It's real big in Chippewa Falls, actually.
Chippewa Falls,
Chippewa,
the home of Leidekugel.
Is it Chippewa or Chippewa?
Yeah. I think I got a blowjob once in Chippewa Falls.
Did you?
Yeah, I think it was the...
At a rest area?
10.
At a bathhouse?
Yeah, they have a huge bathhouse.
A Roman bathhouse.
In Chippewa Falls.
That's the Romans.
You know what they do in Chippewa Falls? Leinenkugel beer is made in Chippewa
Falls. Well, I know that, don't I?
Yeah, but you didn't answer, did you?
Well, I thought you were going to make a joke.
I think I brought that up about 14 sentences ago, John.
Well, I think we should get right into this next song, because right after the song we've got a fucking command performance.
A legendary... performer is
and it's,
here.
It's not going to be the Cunt Punchers.
A living legend. No more Cunt Punchers. Cunt Punchers.
Hey, 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 hey Lady telling me in Chicago International. You see, they're getting older. I'm big about a year. We thought you were the coolest 3 years ago. So we all just let you go.
Okay, that was The Cool People Know Who the Cool People Are by the Clint Boone Experience. Clint Boone of the Inspiral Carpets, the first band I ever saw at First Avenue. It was snowing that night, and after the show, someone offered to sell us acid. It was the first time that ever happened to me.
Wow.
Did you take them up on that offer?
No, I was like 19.
Did you take them up on that offer?
I gave him a blowjob, though.
Well, that's all it counts, really, isn't it?
Anyway,
something went in.
I'd just like to say I've got some freaky, sticky black shit on my fingers. I think it's from the trumpet. On that note, I think we're going to do a special tribute to one of our most...
We have to string the caller along because they've been threatening us now.
But, yeah, this is
we're tracing the phone call.
This is a tribute to one of our most special listeners.
Get that music going, Roger. No.
Yeah, that wasn't it. This music...
What about this special listener, Ross? What can you say? What will you miss most about this particular special listener?
When she bites me.
Where does she bite
you? Does it turn you on?
Well, as I've told this, I've already told the story many times in the bar, but one night, the special listener named Donna, I was giving her a ride home from the bar. She was getting a bit mouthy, so I reached over to open the door to push her out of the car, and she bit me.
Well, that's always nice, isn't it?
Not to make things too personal here, but one of the three of the Between 8 and 12 beer hosts has actually been inside Donna Marshall.
John, you crazy guy, you. Anyway, on with your tribute.
If only I had.
It wasn't me either.
Well, now that Ross is leaving, Ross can just spout off about everything, can't he?
Cat's out of the bag.
Anyway, Donna, we love you. Some of us more than others. Awkward silence.
Just want to give Donna social security number.
New to this show, is it?
Donna lives on the corner of 7th Street and 5th Avenue South in Fargo. And after work, she likes to strip down to her bra and panties and go sunning on her balcony.
Is that right? Sunny, you say.
Anyway, I suppose we should go to the next song. T-Bone is, once again, Performance Anxiety. He's going to be up after the song, I swear.
You took me to your library.
Okay, I guess Scott needs a summit. And where is T-Bone? We've got 3 minutes left.
T-Bone!
T-Bone Hastings.
T-Bone! Okay, T-Bone has left the building.
Oh, thank you. I didn't even need one.
T-Bone.
As usual.
This is really out of it. Oh, man.
Well,
what are we going
to
do?
Ross, this just means that you have this much more time to say your goodbyes.
Special thanks to people. Hey, I just see T-Bone. He's
T-Bone
has just entered the building, ladies and gentlemen.
We have 3 minutes, T-Bone.
And Ross still has to do a sign-off, too.
Well, I would just like to say thank you to everyone. I've had, like, 44 going-away parties already, and I still don't actually leave for another couple weeks. So I would just like to say Fargo is a very special town. I masturbate 3 times a day.
That's great. We've loved having you here, Ross. We're going to miss you.
Bitch.
Okay, T-Bone, come on. We're waiting here.
I've been missing you. Now, I've got something nice for you. Let's go. Little out of the street blues. Ross is out of the street blues coming through. Out of the street, Ross, out of the street. Coming to you, Ross. You got me to sober up, Ross, you did. Put me on the same side of you, Ross. Playing that song like I never did before. Ross, you broke me out of the cellar, put me back on the street, and now I'm feeling better than any old shit I ever did. Damn, this is love, man. Ross out of the cellar blues.
Well, I'd like to thank T-Bone. I'd like to thank Scott Wolf. I'd like to thank John Lamb. I'd like to thank everyone. John, I hope you're not mad at me.
Ross, I think I can speak for everybody when I say we'd like to thank you.
Thank you, Ross.
So what's the first thing you're going to do in Olympia? Beat off?
I haven't actually done that in Olympia yet.
Are you going to beat off along the way in the car?
27-hour car drive? What do you think?
Yes, I would.
Especially with no speed limit in Montana.
I mean, yeah, 3 times in Montana. That's a fucking big state.